Hi, everybody. Tis the season. Let's have some fudge. Does fudge get your attention? It may, however, I'm talking about a different kind of fudge than you may be envisioning. I'm talking about the funny feelings of caregiving, or being the care recipient, or navigating healthcare, or navigating the changes that normally arrive with aging. Or the funny feelings of the holiday season. Fudge stands for fear, uncertainty, doubt, guilt, and exhaustion. If you've been anywhere near the issues of healthcare, navigation, caregiving, planning for successful aging, then you've been exposed to fudge and all of its ingredients, sometimes in combination. The first time I read about fudge was when I was a new patient advocate and reading the works of Tricia Torrey, who was founder and then director of the Alliance of Professional Healthcare Advocates. Fudge, written in all caps, caught my eye and demanded my attention. I'm glad my curiosity had me investigate, because the term adeptly outlines a swarmy, complex state of being. Now, you'll find some of my previous posts and blogs about fudge and the five famous ingredients. I've touched on these in greater detail, but since Thanksgiving is upon us, and there go our thoughts and our waistlines, well, why don't we have some fudge together right now? In fact, I've brought you a sampler. Fudge means fear, uncertainty, doubt, guilt, and exhaustion. And because some people like their fudge with nuts, I can always wax poetic about situations or people who seem to be nuts, or you may end up thinking that I am, and that's your call. Here's my sampler of fudge, prepared just for you. It has five ingredients. The F in fudge stands for fear. Fear is behind more than we realize as we live out our lives or plan our futures. Whether or not we feel its presence or its grip, fear is a huge component when you're inside a healthcare encounter, or when you're a caregiver or the care recipient. You may be thinking, what's going to happen to the person I'm in charge of? Or what's this diagnosis? What does it mean to me or the people I love? What's going to happen? And what's going to happen to me? It may not be anything that you can put your finger on or anything that you're consciously thinking, but there's some sort of subtle presence lurking. Then there's absolute fear, which is more like, is Doris going to survive this procedure? Or I fear for my life or his life. Fear is behind more than we realize. In elder care, in well care, or caregiving, fear is there in the backseat. We witness it in many forms, like reticence. Oh, senior communities are not for me, or nope, I don't need a doctor, I feel fine. Maybe it's complaining. Quit fussing over me, or you're too busy with work, you never call me anymore. Or discord. Mom is just fine, Jackie. You're imagining things. I see zero need for having a family planning discussion. Or sabotage. Or even self-sabotage. It took me all month, but nobody saw that it takes me longer to pull off my holiday cookie gathering, and I blew my food budget. How long can somebody live on cookies, I wonder? Fear is lurking. You can count on it. In fact, it's quite likely that fear is woven into every delicious piece of fudge. The second ingredient, you, uncertainty. Uncertainty is the you in fudge. Now I have to ask, who among us has not felt some uncertainty relative to healthcare or caregiving, dealing with change that naturally arrives in aging? We're thinking, how will this go? Do I know all that I need to know? Or I'm pretty sure I don't know all I need to know. Uncertainty occurs when there are too many factors to consider, or they're not well understood, or there's too many balls in the air, as they say. We don't know how the other factors are going to impact. We're dealing also here with humans. So there's that part of uncertainty. When we're caregiving, whether we're the caregiver or the care recipient, whether or not you are aging or solo aging, whether you're attempting to navigate a healthcare system that's not showing any signs of getting any easier, it's easy to see and feel the uncertainty. After all, we're all moving targets with distinct personalities, and we can, without even trying to, contribute to the volatility. This fudge stuff builds. The third ingredient, D. The D in fudge is for doubt. Once again, who among us has ever sailed through life or healthcare or caregiving or aging without a side helping of doubt? Could be as basic as, is this right or is this wrong? Or I'm not sure if my capability or the other party's capability. Will this all come together or is it going to unravel? Doubt comes in all shapes and sizes. Would you like a small piece? Oh, do take two. They're small. Somebody might be doubting you or me or themselves. When you have not full belief and less than full trust, that's doubt. Oh, and fear is here with us also. Fear and doubt will have our concerns mounting. What's going to happen? Am I ready for this? I'm not sure this is going to work. The next ingredient is guilt. Guilt, the unhappy look back. I venture to say we all have some things that we regret or certainly would have done differently if that had been part of our caregiving or care receiving. Maybe in our healthcare encounters, who among us has not left the doctor's office and realized that we either didn't get the answers to the question we meant to ask or left lacking because we didn't sufficiently ask for or gain clarity on the matter? You know, the unhappy look back, or sometimes the eternal look back. Have you ever encountered somebody who was eaten up inside with guilt and you could tell it that they'd been carrying it a long time? Perhaps it's evidence can be shown in another way, guilt's evidence, when folks delve too far into assaging it with poor choices. They may enter into other diseases or addictions under the impetus and influence of guilt. See, guilt is sticky. It's the binder in our fudge. And then doubt inserts itself and fear, and we don't have to do a thing to find ourselves riddled with guilt. Here's one I hear a lot. He or she made me promise not to, and now it's happening. Did I do all I could do? Am I doing all I can do? How do I weigh their wishes against safety and maybe even the outcome? The fifth and last ingredient of fudge is E, exhaustion. How fitting that the E for exhaustion is at the end of the word fudge. After all the angst that we've been covering here, I'm getting tired just thinking about it all. Exhaustion is both a sum total and a result. It's also a danger zone. Exhaustion is easily recognized and it's easily understood. Exhaustion can be expected or even anticipated. And it's the result of courses of events that we cannot well control. Hey y'all, guess who's riding in the back seat with exhaustion? Your friends, fear, doubt, uncertainty, and guilt, all there with you in exhaustion. They likely backseat drove you to exhaustion. The did I do or am I doing all I can do? I can do more. I must do more. I can't let others see that I'm not on top of my game or that I need help. And me? Self-care? How dare I? You may think of exhaustion as kind of a waning or slowing down or even a forced stop kind of thing. But exhaustion can fool us. It can be self-sustaining. It can create further exhaustion while we're trying not to let others see. Pride is a pathway into exhaustion. When we don't ask for help, or when we don't allow people to help, there's pride inside exhaustion. In a weird way, we're exhausted because we haven't let others see. Often and all too late, we realize that we haven't allowed for self-care, such as rest and proper nutrition, to fuel our furnace. We have not been, or we've stopped being, good to ourselves. We have been blinded by and in our exhaustion. All right, problem now defined. I invite you to join me in the solution. Those of you who know me know that I prefer to shift into solution. I'll always bring it. So today, I've got the fudge antidote, or antacid, if you will. Knowing what we know about human nature and our frailties and foibles and tendencies means that we can work inside of them to find solution. The patient advocate here likes to find positive approaches and ideas to how to combat this fudge stuff. How to stop yourself from eating too much fudge. It's kind of a sick feeling when we do it, isn't it? Well, we can mitigate. You see? You see it coming. Here comes that plate. You see it. You can decide to say no, or you can discuss the ingredients with somebody else, meaning reduce. You can limit your exposure to fudge by not going to where you know it will be. Or you can merely begin to improve. Sometimes we can learn to say no. No, not this time, or I'll say no next time, or maybe sooner. We can control an ingredient when we next prepare our fudge. We can eat one less piece and begin control. And we can seek. We can ask for other recipes or variations. In other words, how did you make your fudge? What made it turn out okay? And here's a nugget for you. Did you know that every time you share a problem, every time you share your fudge with another, it'll lose some of its power over you? We can accept help or simply allow ourselves to be seen candidly. That alone can be real progress. We can work a plan, give some thought and conversation about how we're, how we're going to handle things when you know that fudge is going to be there. Or when it just shows up. We can give ourselves permission to live it, work it, each and every ingredient of fudge to the best of our ability. Let others see and suggest and share the load, share the plate of fudge, but pass that plate, y'all, keep it moving. It's very likely that we will all have some fudge in our futures. It may be with nuts. Or it may threaten to drive us nuts. We can learn to manage our intake. Have you ever been fudged or eaten too much at times? I help people who are navigating healthcare, who are caregiving, or who are the care recipient, or who wish to age or solo age successfully by managing their fudge intake. What's your fudge made of? And do you like yours with nuts? Contact me if you'd like some help in this department. I hope that something that I've shared today provokes your thought or helps you to move more comfortably forward in the future. Thanks, everybody.